take them. You want both of them?
No, I'll take them.
Yeah, looks like we do what we're doing. Pretty much the same setup we had 20 years ago. So, but, it was fun. It was fun to be a part of it. You know, play here outdoor. The weather was beautiful. And, you know, just to see some old faces again, some guys I hadn't seen in a long time. And, bring back the guys from the companies. Some older guys. It was pretty special for all of us. Sure, from Washington as well. Be a part of it this weekend. But this is memories that we can cherish for a long time.
What were your thoughts on the ice?
The ice was great. A couple of times the neutral zone was a little puddle here and there, but they came out and fixed it. And, the ice was pretty good. I was surprised.
Finally got Bronny his 50th, huh?
Yeah. Took how many years?
A lot.
Years, but, yeah. And it was great to play with him. Bobby Reed and Tockett and all the old line mates over the years. And Kevin Stevens, a little slower, but still knows where to go.
Did you comment or describe Sidney Crosby and what he's done this year?
Yeah, he's been incredible all year. You know, since he came into the league, he got better and better every year. And, you know, he's an incredible player, incredible person. And what he did this year with the 25 games, point. It's pretty hard to do this day and age. You know, you get teams that you know, it's not the same as it was 20 years ago. You have good goalies, good defense, you know, they can skate, and defensive schemes are very, very good compared to 20 years ago. So it's pretty impressive what he's been able to do. And, you know, just his work ethic is best in the world. That's why he is the best.
Given the changes in the game, Mario, do you think he's dominating at the same level you did when you were in your prime?
Oh, I think so. I think it's much tougher now to dominate the way the league is set up. And, you know, for him to go out there and do the things he does every night, every shift, is incredible. His talent is unbelievable. His strength, his skating ability, his shooting ability has gotten better the last couple of years. And what he's doing now is much more impressive.
Take a few more. We'll speak French at the end.
Mario, any thoughts or concerns about getting that game in tomorrow and tomorrow the team? Weather doesn't look good.
Yeah, it doesn't look good, but you can change. We can get it in tomorrow, but it's you know, it would be a shame not to have a game here this weekend. All the excitement leading up to this weekend. The weather has been perfect up until tomorrow. Looks like it's been beautiful here and cold the last couple of weeks. And, be ashamed to not play the game.
Let's go here on the right. Considering where this franchise was, it's like seeing this game this week.
Yeah, it's exciting for the franchise, for the players, and of course for the fans here who have been supporting us throughout my career since I've been here. And, you know, anytime you can host a Winter Classic in your own city, it's very special. And we've come a long way. As you know, we struggled for many years before the lockout. We're not able to compete at the level that we wanted to. But, with the new CBA, it really allowed us to put a great product on the ice and compete with, you know, the 30 teams in the league. And of course, the lottery didn't hurt.
Alex Ovechkin said earlier this year that he thinks you're really good at all time. So what do you think of him, and what do you think of Crosby and Ovechkin this year?
Well, I think they have, you know, two different styles from Gretzky and myself. Of course, Ovechkin is very physical. He's got a great shot. Sid is more, you know, of controlling the play and using his strength. And it's a little bit different than, you know, Gretzky's finesse and making plays and curling and buying some time, which you can't do anymore with the back pressure. So. Two different styles, two different eras, but you know, these guys are great players.
Do you think they carry yourself in the same way that you do
that? I think they do, especially you know, Sid. I think they do, and Gretz did a lot throughout his career. He was the real ambassador for the game. did a lot for the game, for the league, and the game worldwide. But I think these two, Ovechkin and Sid, do everything they can to promote the game, and I think they're doing a great job.
Back here. Mario, I'm sorry if I'm getting you to repeat something, but maybe a bigger picture of how well not only did he handle in the street, first of all, from the point of view of somebody who drew as much attention if that's a good advice, how well has he dealt with being the guy that teams are most concerned about, specifically this year, but over the future?
Yeah, I don't think he worries too much about the opposition. It's all about his game and his preparation for the game. You know, he thinks about hockey 24 hours a day, you know, his sleep, it seems like. You know, his work ethic, preparing himself, doing the same thing every day. And I don't think what the opposition does really bothers him. He goes on the ice, he knows what he has to do, and tries to do it every shift.
So one more, and then we'll take. You're not surprised that he put the string together. But
no,
you know how much.
No, it was just a matter of time. I mean, he's you know, he's got the ability to, you know, do pretty much whatever he wants out there, and he puts his mind to it. So I'm not surprised that you know, he's had the success that he has this year.
Sorry, you got one more.